worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Stuff we never would have thought was happening. God is saying, no, I'm exposing things. I'm going to shake everything so that that which remains cannot be shaken. That's why your hands got to be clean. Your mind's got to be pure. Your motives have to be after God and not after yourself. We need discerning of spirits. Why? You know, even especially in prophesying, you know, God gives me a lot of times words of knowledge, words of wisdom, but you have to be very discerning. Amen. Because you can't say, well, God wants to do everything that's in your heart. Go forth. God is, no, because something that is in the heart may be some of God and some of self.
Amen.
We need to be precise. Yes. And say what God said and leave it at that.
Amen.
And not go overboard and say, yeah, God just want to bless you. Now, God want to make you all millionaires. Well, some don't want to be a millionaire. And one thing about God, he's not going to override your will.
Amen. Amen.
Some, if they did become millionaires, they would be broke in a week. Because they've not been made. They don't have the internal fortitude, no weak substance, nor the know-how to handle anything. You just lose it. So it's not ballpark stuff, shotgun stuff. No, we need to be precise. We need discerning of spirits. Discern what is of God, what is of self, and what is of the devil.
Amen.
So that nothing in us can be shaken.
Amen.
Amen. God deals with us in grace and mercy. He'll reveal. He'll talk to you first. Long before he'll expose a ministry, a minister, or someone, he'll talk to him. Come on, he's not going to just... God don't throw you under the bus.
Amen.
He'll talk to you and talk to you, try to get you to repent, try to get you to rectify, reconcile. He'll try. God will talk to you. Then he'll say, all right, since you don't want to do it this way, we got to do it this way.
Amen.
And that's what's happening. People get strong in their ways. They think they're not vulnerable. They think they're infallible. They think they can't be touched.
Amen.
That's why we need the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Serve him with fear and trembling. Knowing that at any time, if it weren't for the grace of God, if it weren't for the mercy, listen, if it weren't for the mercy of God, you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. Where would you be if it had not been for the Lord? When you were in sin, amen, I said when you were in sin, had no mind to serve God, to look to God, to think about God, you was trying to do your thing. And yet God spared your life. You was dodging bullets. You thought you had it going on, but it was God and them angels having mercy on you. Luke 21:26. Luke 21:26. Men's hearts failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Coming on the earth. Coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. So these stars, these princes that are there, that are not God's original arrangement, but are there by hook and crook. They stole it from mankind. They usurped it. God says, I'm going to shake the heavens. And everything I've not planted is going to fall. It's going to fall to the earth. these princes. Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. And we're getting there, I promise you. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea of humanity and the dry ground. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 9, the glory of this latter house, this is a prophecy to the church, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts, while he is judging and shaking the heavens and the earth. That's a promise to the body of Christ. Amen. Matthew 24, verse 14. You're going to have plenty of substance. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The end of what? The end of an arrangement. The end of an age. The end of a rulership by evil. This gospel of the kingdom. Not the mere, I won't call it a mere gospel because it's vitally important. Salvation. But salvation is not where it ends. That's where it starts. It's the gospel of a kingdom. Now, let me say this to you. Isaiah 37 and 3. I'm going to break this off of somebody today. If it's not already broken, it should be broken. Isaiah 37 and 3. Isaiah says, and they said unto him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy. Look what he says here. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. Wow, what a travesty. Now, if you read the history where Israel was in rebellion and in backsliding. So they didn't have the strength. They could bring it to the birth, but could not bring it forth because they didn't have the strength. They didn't have the favor of God. God was not in their corner. That's what somebody was today. But you broke those chains, those yokes through your praise. You broke those spiritual yokes through praise. And now God's going to be able to infuse you with strength. That which he's conceived in you to bring it full term. You don't have to, it won't abort. You won't miscarry. Come on, tell somebody, this seed is going to the end. This is the hundredfold. This is the life seed. There ain't no stopping it. This seed is so powerful that if your body's not right, this seed will drive you to where your mind will get in check to get your body right. And it won't be a commercial you saw on TV. You just one day wake up and say, you know, I got to take care of this body of mine. Your mind has shifted. Why? That Dabba word is driving you into the next phase. You got to get this thing together now. It ain't a whole lot of time. You don't have, you listen, and God will speak to you right at the right time. This is for somebody right now. He'll speak to you right at the right time. It's not too late. You didn't miss out. It's not over for you. You're not too old. It's not too far gone. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what it looks like, what the report was. God is speaking to you right now. If you'll make the choice by faith to make a step, he said, if you turn to me, I will turn to you. We'll work this thing out. Abraham, at the appointed time, I will visit you, and Sarah shall have a child. They laughed God almost to scorn. How shall I at 90 have pleasure in my Lord, and he's 100? Lord, 100. I got a question for you. Is there anything too hard? I'm talking about for you. I'm talking about for you right now. it might seem too hard because your emotions wrapped all up in it. But I'm here to tell you right now, God says right now, there's nothing too hard. If you'll just turn. See, you ain't got to do a whole lot. It's about repentance. It's not about, what is it? It's not about repentance. I'm sorry, it is about repentance, not penance. It's not a whole bunch of stuff you got to do. Just in your mind, if you'll turn to Him. And say, Lord, I have reached the end of my rope. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know which way to look except up. You see me, Lord. That's all you got to do. God knows your heart. But he said, if you'll do that right now, nothing is too hard. It's not too late. It ain't over for you. This is another chapter ready to start in your life. And this chapter will be better than the last chapter. Amen. Isaiah 66, verse 5 through 10. We right there at the cusp. Isaiah 66, verse 5 through 10. Hear the word of the Lord, you that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, now look at this, talking about Zion, before she went into labor, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. What is this? See, that has to do with your joy, your rejoicing. When you learn to give thanks in all things, when you learn to count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, guess what? Pain has to go around your address. Labor has to go around your address. Instead of laboring trying to get something done, you're laboring giving God praise. And so before you know it, you got your breakthrough. Before you know it, without any pain, the baby's been delivered. Before Zion travailed, the baby came. You're not in the spirit subjected to a curse. Get it back up for me. Before she travailed, who hath heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth? This is to you. God says, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? What kind of God is that? God didn't give you a vision. God didn't start you to start a business. God didn't give you something put in your hand to work. It seemed like it ain't working. God says, no, did I give it to you? Then I'm going to bring it to fruition. Just stay with me. Just follow me. Just get mentally tough. Just have a no quit attitude. Just have a no give in attitude. Stay with it in the hard time. Stay with it when you don't feel like it. Stay with it when you seem like you're all alone. If God gave it to you, God's going to bring it to pass. Hath not God said, shall not God make it good? Thing is, you've been trying to make it good. You need to let up off the gas pedal and let God start driving it. Let God show you the way. Let God infuse strength and wisdom in your mind. Let God introduce you to the right people. Let God open the right doors for you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.